Masechtas Peah, Perek Zion, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah discusses, still discussing grapevines, but here it's discussing the halachas of Revai. Revai is the fourth year after a plant is planted. For the first 3 years, the fruits are not eaten, they're called Arla, and on the fourth year, they're called Revai. And the halacha is that Revai is brought to Yerushalayim and is eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim. It's very similar to Maaser Sheni, which is also brought to Yerushalayim. And the halachas learned from Maaser Sheni to Revai. And someone who would not be able to bring all the produce to Yerushalayim, it was too heavy, it would spoil, so he's able to be paida, he can redeem the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni or the Revai, redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food items there in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah here discusses the comparison, the halachas between Revai and Maaser Sheni. Mishnah Vav. Karam Revai. Karam Revai is Revai from a karam, from a vineyard. Beishamah says, Ein le chaymish, it doesn't have the halacha of a chaymish, of a fifth, ve'ein le beer, and it doesn't have the halacha of beer, of destroying it. These two halachas are halachas that are found by Maaser Sheni. That the Torah says by Maaser Sheni, when someone redeems his Maaser Sheni, he needs to add a fifth of the value. And there's a second halacha of beer, that there are two times in the Maaser process. The Maaser process is a 7-year cycle, and on the fourth year and on the seventh year, the owner has to clear out all the Maaser out of his house. If he hasn't yet given it away or brought the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, he then has to burn it and destroy it. And that's the halacha of beer that's found by Maaser Sheni. And Beis Shammai holds that those two halachas are only applicable, the one-fifth, but when you redeem it, that you add one-fifth, and the beer, that you burn it twice during the 7-year cycle, that only applies to Maaser Sheni, but it does not apply to Karam Revai. Beis Hillel Aimrim Yeshleit. Beis Hillel says that these two halachas do apply to Revai. They're learnt with Gzeir Shtava. It says Kedesh by Maaser Sheni, and it says Kedesh by Revai, and we learn a Gzeir Shava, that we learn the halachas from Maaser Sheni to Karam Revai. The Mishnah continues, Beishamai holds that the fruits on the fourth year of this grapevine, they're Revai, but they still retain the halachas of Parat and Ailalais. Parat is the individual grapes that fall, Ailalais are the unformed clusters that are left behind for the Aniyim. So even though it's Revai and it has halachas that it needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, there's still manas aniyim, the parat and ailes go to the aniyim. V'haniyim paidim latzman, the poor people, they'll have to either bring it to Yerushalayim or they'll have to be paid it themselves, redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. They're going to have to treat it as regular Revai. Beis Hillel says kuli lagas. Beis Hillel says that no, the entire Revai crop that year can go lagas, can go straight to the wine press. The landowner does not have to give anything to the poor people, not the parrot, not the idolites, it's Revai. Revai doesn't have these halachas, and he can harvest the whole thing, turn it all into wine, and either bring it to Yerushalayim, or be paid to put it on money, and bring the money to Yerushalayim, but then none of it has to be given to the aniyim. Mishnah Zion. Karam shekulei idolites. If you have a vineyard that all the bushes, all the clusters on the bushes are oilless, are not formed. They're lacking the kusaf, the shoulder, or the nutaf, the dripping effect of the cluster. And every one of them is oilless. So what's the lacha? Do you have to give them all to the niyim, or can the Balabais keep it? Rabbi Eliezer says the Balabais gets to keep the entire field, even though it's oilless. Rabbi Kiva says that you have to give the entire field to the poor people. And the Mishnah now discusses this machlekes, where they get their opinions from. Rabbi Eliezer said, the pasuk says, there's two psukim that describe the mitzvah of Eilis. One is in Sefer Dvarim, and one is in Sefer Vayikra. So, Rabbi Eliezer quotes the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki sivtzer, when you're harvesting, the pasuk says, leisa Eilal, don't take the Eilis with you, you have to leave them behind for the aniyim. And it mentions harvesting kisivtzer, when you harvest, regarding oilis. So Rabbi Eliezer says, im ein batzer minayin oilis. In this field, wherever all the clusters are oilis, you're not going to harvest it all. If you give it to the neim, then ein batzer. There's not going to be any harvest. You're not going to harvest anything for yourself. So if you're not harvesting, then how could you leave behind the oilis? the ayala is only have to be left behind when you harvest. That's what the pasuk says. When you harvest, you leave it behind. And here you're not even harvesting if you leave it behind. So therefore, he says it can't be, so you have to have a harvest in order to have the halacha of ayalais here where you won't have a harvest, so then you don't have to give ayalais and you can keep the whole field. Amalei Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer that the other pasuk says, v'karmcha leisa ayalal, your vineyard, don't take the ayalais. And it doesn't mention anything about harvesting in that pasuk. So he disagrees and he says, afilu kulei ayalais, even if the entire field is ayalais, you have to leave it for the poor people. Because it's not, there's no requirement that it's only when you're harvesting, even if it will cause that there will be no harvest, you still leave it behind for the poor people. The Mishnah questions, Im Kain, Lamanemar, Kisivtser, Leisa Eilal. If so, why does the other Pesach mention the harvest by the mitzvah of Eilalais? And the Mishnah answers, to tell you, Ein la Niyim b'Eilalais Kedma Batser, that the Niyim can't take the Eilalais, they have no right to the Eilalais, before the harvest, and even in this case, where there is no harvest, because the entire field is ayalais, but there's a time of harvesting, and the aniyim are not allowed to take it until the time of harvesting. That's how Rabbi Kiva understands why the pasuk mentions harvest, that it's coming to tell you the time when the aniyim get it. But there's no requirement that there has to be a harvest for the Baal Bayis in order for there to be a mitzvah of ayalais.